Hello, and welcome to another edition of the 4K Blu-ray Review. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest. I am talking today about an interesting film. You know, here on this podcast, the Multimedia Men podcast, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, we have a bunch of shows. We talk about wrestling, we talk about music, we talk about horror movies, but here, right now, we talk about Blu-rays and 4K. In to see if, you know, you want to spend your hard-earned money on certain Blu-rays or 4K discs or even digitally. So the one I'm going to talk about today is a movie called Dark Crimes, and it stars Jim Carrey in a very serious role. The movie was filmed in Poland back in 2015, and it's actually based on an article that came out in the New Yorker in 2008 called True Crime, A Postmodern Murder Mystery by Christian Bala. It's interesting because, you know, some actors, you know, who start out in comedy or musicals kind of tend to want to branch out and show their other acting chops. One of those is Jim Carrey, you know, who we all kind of first met in Living Color, and then we saw him in Ace Ventura, Cable Guy, The Mask, you know, very happy, friendly comedies. And then, you know, right around the time of maybe The Truman Show, he kind of very slowly ventured into more serious acting roles. There's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and there is The Number 23, which is considered a horror film. He's doing well, you know, acting-wise. He's trying to get all over the place, which I applaud them for. But this movie, Dark Crimes, which was produced by Brett Ratner, you know, of course, who did the Rush Hour movies, and then the screenplay by Jeremy Brock, who wrote The Last King of Scotland. This movie, the film itself, is very dark in nature and visually speaking. Jim Carrey portrays a Polish detective, you know, of course, with the accent and all, named Tadek. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And he's kind of like on a, he had a big case that he kind of failed at recently, so he's kind of wanting to go back to his old cases and kind of solve them. So he's become obsessed with this case that involved a corpse being pulled out of a river that was hogtied. And then he thinks that there must have been some sort of sex thing going on, like sex party, Eyes Wide Shut maybe, or maybe a little more hardcore than Eyes Wide Shut. Because at the beginning of the film, we see the sex thing happening at this place called The Cage. It's a sex club. The writer who wrote the book in the film about this whole murder is brought in by Jim Carrey's character for questioning. And then from there, it just kind of goes on like, who did this? Is it the writer? Is it somebody else? Is there like a big underground sex thing at this club? You kind of like play the clues, you know, the breadcrumbs that are given to you throughout. But it's an interesting way to tell the story because there's a ton of time where the characters will talk to the camera and give you a monologue of what's happening. It's kind of like the narrative there. But then again, there's a ton of time where just there are shots in the film of people looking out into the great wide open, or of buildings, or of the land in Poland. It just seems like there was a lot of filler here. Maybe that could have been, you know, a short film, maybe a little less than 60 minutes, but the film indeed is much longer than that. It's 93 minutes. Still a short film by feature length standards these days, but I feel like this film could have been a little shorter just because, or a little tighter. But again, Jim Carrey does do a really good job in his role here. He's damn good. Also, the writer, the Polish author, who's played by Martin Kauskas, does an excellent. He commands every time he's on screen. But it's a little odd that the movie's just odd in general, and I just don't think it's, you know, terribly great. But it's cool to see Jim Carrey in this kind of film because, again, you've seen him in so many comedies. It's kind of cool to see him play with an accent, a Polish detective who just kind of hates the world but wants to do good. So, yeah, he's like full bearded and mustached here. It's not like you've seen Jim Carrey before. Far cry from Ace Ventura. Oh, righty then. The video aspect, the video quality of the film is pretty good. Again, this is being filmed in Poland. It's a very gloomy story. The visual image is actually dark and gloomy too. Lots of steely grays, like dark browns. There's not a whole lot of bright primary colors like you would see in a Pixar film here, but it's all done very well. The detail, you can see every gray and black hair on Jim Carrey's face, his facial pores, his wrinkles, as well as some of the more gruesome details on dead bodies. It's pretty good. As far as the color palette, again, mostly steely blues, grays, all that type of stuff. It is, it's just that type of movie. So just be prepared not to see tons of bright reds, greens, and blues. Black levels are pretty deep and inky. Skin tones are a little anemic, but they do itself well. But yeah, 1080p HD transfer on this Blu-ray. Audio-wise, let's talk about the audio. It comes with a DTS HD 5.1 mix. Pretty good. Actually, it's a kind of rather soft-sounding audio track. Like, there are definitely pretty good... There are some good moments audio-wise, like in the sex clubs where you can hear the music and people screaming and yelling and laughing, as well as through the city or in a police station. Even in some of the bigger rooms, the reverb and echo of the kind of like the large cavernous areas sound off on the surround sounds. But other than that, it's kind of like a light sounding film. You know, the score is very eerie and haunting, but the dialogue is kind of soft and quiet. Perfectly centered, though. There are no hisses or cracks or pops here. And the bass does come in when in very large areas with a bunch of people. So there you go. Audio, pretty decent. Extras on this film. Not a whole lot of extras, actually. There's only one. It's The Making of Dark Crimes. That's what it's called. It's 20 minutes long, and it's more of an EPK. It's very like a promo fluff piece, as you would say. Not a whole lot behind the wheel. There's like interviews with the cast and crew and a bunch of on-set footage, but none of it really... it's nothing very informative. You just like hear people talk like, oh, we did this on the film. This is where it came from. This is what we thought. Not too much there. So, and that's the only thing on this disc. That's the only extra. So overall, Dark Crimes, I would say that, I mean, it's decently done. You know, it's well made. The director, I think this is like his first real big thing. But Jim Carrey does a really good job, but I just don't think the Blu-ray comes with a digital copy. But I don't know if it's worth your hard-earned money on this one. This might be a rental. Just the fact to see Jim Carrey play this type of dark role, because that's always pretty good. So yeah, Dark Crimes. If you're a big Jim Carrey fan, pick it up. But if not, just give it a rent.